ad revenue is more than that. If you have like
viewers, ad revenue is crazy. I saw Seth's.
I was like, what the fuck am I doing? What am I life?
You started streaming the next day.
You saw me? Yes. You saw me? I did a couple of things. I listened.
Yeah, but you're the one person that'd be down to do it. What's stopping us from going to Mexico and IRL streaming it? Walking around street vendors and shit.
You know what's stopping us? Nothing.
Exactly.
But some of you still live in these confines of these reality four walls.
Not me. I'm going to Italy for 2 days for a Juventus mental health podcast. I travel the world to make my dreams happen.
Are you really?
Yeah.
With who?
Just me.
You're traveling to?
Italy in 6 days.
What?
Yeah.
Just you?
Yeah.
Why?
It's a Juventus mental health podcast hosted by the guy who used to host Catfish, Neve.
No.
Yeah.
Neve? That's bro, I love that guy. He's on Casey Neistat's vlog all the time.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a runner, right?
Yeah, I'm going for 2 days and then
dude, that's amazing. I think TFTI. I probably would have said yes, so thank you for not inviting me because I probably would have said yes.
I thought they were hey.
The reason I'm saying that is because I am going to Spain in October. I come back. I'm in Mexico for Idiots. I come back and then we're in Tokyo where Kenny's at right now.
Damn.
Which means that my wife and my kid, Jude and my 14-year-old Olivia, who have never traveled outside of the continent of America. They've never left the United States.
Wait, didn't they go to Japan?
Until this year. In January or February.
And gentlemen, welcome to episode 194 of the Optic Podcast, brought to you by Factor and Kalshi. We're talking about Hector's family travel in the world.
Thank you. So they went, never have traveled out the world, never have been in a flight for longer than 5 hours. We did Tokyo for 14. We did Italy twice, one for fun work and the other one for all fun and Seth's wedding. After that, we are going to Spain, taking my mom and my dad.
Oh, yeah.
The family taking my mom and taking Liv, Jude, obviously my mom and my dad, also people who have never left the continent of the United States. So I'm really, really, really hype about that. Then Mexico City for Idiots, and then Tokyo again because we just can't get enough of it. I cannot get enough of
it. You going back?
Not only am I going back, but if this group, anyone in this group, decided to go 3 weeks later, I would go.
You'll pay for it? Oh, you'll go. Oh, yeah, shit. No, I'm down.
Can I stream it?
I mean, they did it, right? Isn't that what they did? They went to Tokyo?
Who?
The Face Guys, didn't they do like a live stream in Tokyo?
I think you might be right.
The thing about Tokyo and the thing about Japan as a whole is that when I get there, I want to be as quiet as possible. I want to be,
That's how I feel if I were to go somewhere where it's not my home.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go there live streaming, laughing.
Get wild out.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like not not my thing. But anyway,
it's also like excited about you. It's like the most respectful culture, no? Like, isn't Japan is known for being like the most like if you buy a pack of gum, they wrap it up for you. It's like the most respectful
I'm telling you, like think about, and I said this before, and I sound like I'm like riding Japan's dick. I am. Okay, I rode that shit like a soldier. Rode it like a soldier. Isn't that how it goes?
No, I think you're right.
Anyway. No, but it is. It's like it is a completely different world. Everything is clean. You cannot experience it enough, and it just keeps dragging me back. Next time I go, I'm gonna go to a bonsai exhibit. Like, I am literally cannot wait. Fashion is fucking insane. Vintage spots is insane.
So many spots you can grab.
Would you go? Would you go if I paid? Would you guys go?
Oh, free trip. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Free. Yes.
No. Oh, why are you saying yeah?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, it's a yeah or yeah.
I was ready to
say
yes.
I usually start like 6 in the hole. Now I'm 0 going. Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah. Okay.
Business class.
Jesus Christ.
Backbreaker seats.
To be honest, on the way there, what? Say it.
I'm sorry.
No, what?
Arcides was telling me that on the way back from Saudi, he was in the aisle and Beans was in the center against the window.
Yeah.
And that they had an empty middle seat. And I was like, oh, could you imagine the poor bastard walking up? You'd have to walk off the flight. I wouldn't sit in that seat. That's just that's compression, brother. That is, I don't know why that.
Davis with the Stella at 10:14 in the morning on a fine Monday morning.
I'm down for Japan. I'm down for. I want to bring my grandma to Italy because every time,
it's
always like, yeah, it needs to happen before.
She's never been.
No, so I'm like, I just
bro, be, like this would have been the perfect time for you to take her because you're there for business, so you could have gone a day early, taking her to.
I can't. Brother, what? This month is packed. We have the Halo Watch party.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't want to miss any of that. Then I go to Italy right away for a Juventus mental health podcast, which I'm very excited for. Come back. I got a brand deal for the day I get back. Then I go to New Jersey from the 15th to the 21st. Then we come back and the game drops and we have the race to Master Prestige.
Yeah.
But I will bring her because... you can't talk about her forever. I gotta make it happen.
Yeah.
My only thing is she struggles to walk a little bit, so it's like it's gonna be a slower trip. So Positano is not gonna work. I want to bring her to like Lake Como. I feel like would be awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
Somewhere like just nice and relaxing.
Just if I were you, I mean, I don't know how like if she could walk, she can't. Like I don't know what you mean by that.
She can walk. It's just like bad knee.
Can she walk up the hill?
No.
Okay. Well, then I would like ahead of time like plan out your mobile wheelchair and all that stuff.
That's smart.
And you can drive it. Maybe you can drive it with a controller. You know? You sit her down and like, Grandma, I got this. And then you know.
That'd be fine.
She doesn't have to do any of it. She's just going along for the tour.
And then I put her into a wall. It's like, oh.
Granny crash.
Of course. Granny crash.
You light some fireworks next to her and you tell her to back up, Terry.
Oh, yeah.
Back it up, Grandma.
ladies and gentlemen, as Zinni mentioned, episode 194. We are here today. Very excited. It's been a while. I haven't seen you in like a month. I haven't saw you last week. I don't know where you've been. Did I see you last week?
Working. Yeah. Podcast last week.
Dude, it was great. This guy texted me. He's like, I'm streaming today. Somebody's got to work.
Who said that?
Zin.
Yeah. Someone's got to carry the boat. I sent in a text with Seth just to piss him off because he's been sick. So I said, I'm going live. Someone's got to work. And he's like,
I saw somebody, you know how Seth posted that with the thermometer? It said 103.
Yeah, COVID.
Oh, that was a hilarious reply. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Someone replied and said, this guy took a picture of it like he was texting his boss.
Yeah.
He texted proof like he was texting his boss.
But you know how he is. He gets into it like he hates every moment of not being live.
He hates what people say to him. That's about what he hates.
Let me see it.
Homie showed proof like he's texting his boss.
Let it go up.
103 fever is crazy.
Yeah, 103 is crazy.
Dude, I told him, I'm like, yo, hop in the shower right now and cold because you might go deaf.
What is the hospital?
And he did what?
What's like the hospital degree? Like when?
If you're a baby, that. If you're a baby,
that.
If you're a baby, like you run the risk of and this again, this is from a book I read somewhere when Liv was born. So if I'm wrong, please correct me in the comments. But for adults, 105.
105 is crazy.
105.
I don't know. Regardless of the fact, if you're a baby though, and that's what I told him. I'm like, yo, you better go to the hospital. You might go deaf. And then he probably looked it up, and he probably saw. He's like, he probably typed, "Can you go deaf?" From fever.
Yeah.
And he replied with, fuck. There's it's true.
What could happen if it goes to like spirals like too high?
You overheat, you dehydrate from within.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy that like back in the day, they used to just, if you had a fever, they would just make you hotter until it went away.
Yeah.
They just put, because
you were shivering. I remember like alcohol baths as a kid. Like, really? Just like cotton swab, just like fucking.
Handle of Tito's.
My mom used to make the shower hot as hell, like run the shower with the door closed, go in there, sit on the toilet if I was sick for a little bit, if I needed some.
Steam it out.
You know what I'm saying? If you're stuffy.
Yeah.
That helps for sure.
Those are good days.
We were a
pill household.
Huh?
Huh?
We were a pill household. Take this, Anthony.
We were a pill household.
I didn't start taking like actual pills till like
Advil.
Oh no, nah, yeah, no. Nah.
I don't even take that today.
Nah, bro, there were just different remedies. Back if I had a stomach ache, my aunt would be sitting there just stirring soda to give me flat soda. I'm just like, what is this gonna
what?
Do?
What?
Yeah, it works.
I've never heard of that.
Tell us what else? What else? What
ginger
else?
Ale?
Because I'll tell you Mexican what is it? Old wives' tale all day long of shit that I had. Mind you, this is in the 80s before fucking television, now before internet. So like everything, like I remember clearly living in a household at my grandma's house, best grandma I've well, both of my grandmas saints, but I remember being in their house, and every time there was a storm with lightning, they would cover the mirrors because they used to believe that lightning would strike mirrors and then eventually like we'll hit somebody. Yeah, that is
damn,
just one thing.
That's crazy.
You wouldn't walk. You can't walk barefoot out of the shower because you would get cold sores inside of your mouth.
What do you do?
See, so my uncle, he used to get out of the shower, dry his body with a towel, but dry his face with paper towels.
What?
He didn't want to get a cold sore.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, no lie.
Really?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I get cold sores like winter.
Yep.
Or if my diet, if I'm like on a bender.
I don't get them anymore.
Because we're not in the cold. Yeah, I just got one for.
I haven't got one in a while.
I just got one for the esports awards. It was the worst thing ever, and I remember clearly thinking, "I'm like, oh my god."
Well, you know, if you feel one coming on, there's a vitamin called lysine. Gone. You take four of those.
For what?
If you feel one coming on, there's a vitamin called lysine, L-Y-S-I-N-E, and it just doesn't
bro,
happen.
If I ever felt one, I get a Breva, put it on there, go to sleep, wake up. Morning,
a what?
It stops.
A Breva.
It'll stop it. Like,
dude, I was so self-conscious the entire time. You know, it humbled me a little bit.
It's the worst.
Humbled me a little. I didn't know what it was like. I felt deformed, and the way people were looking at me, I was like.
Back in the day, it used to be the worst when I was a kid. I'd have one, I'd just be like.
I had one in my champs interview. Like, my champs vision interview.
Mine would turn black.
Thank God.
Did you?
Yeah, in my champs process interview, you can see me like trying to hide it.
You know what else sucks? Eye styes.
I never had one.
Dude, knock on fucking wood, because it doesn't hurt. It's nothing. Like it's very normal, but it's just like you being deformed is so bad. I say that with a tongue in cheek. The Face Subathon ended today.
Crazy.
Like, congratulations to them, man. I texted fucking, I don't know if I told this on the podcast already, but I texted Banks. And I'm like, man, that's, I'm like, what did I say? I'm like, I give him props essentially. He's like, for what? And I'm like, you have to say for what this time? You know, that's how I would respond. He's like, for what? And I'm like, cause you did something that everybody was going to hate you for. You knew that dropping people and bringing on new people, they were going to be, you know, mad at you, and you still fucking did it, and it's fucking working, and people are happier than ever for this shit to happen. And I'm like, that's the sort of,
that's just like
I fuck with that.
To have so many segments and like things to keep people entertained for 30 days straight is just like
what I didn't watch a single one. I mean, I kept up on the feed and shit.
Just like different, they were doing different like interactive, like, you know, they bring in a therapist and they do therapy. They would do and some of it, like, you can't believe it happens. Like, but it was, I think it was real. Like a crackhead threw a pumpkin at Jason's head, hit him right in the head with a pumpkin. He was sitting on the beach with a girl, came over, started yelling at him, threw a pumpkin at his head. And I was like, that pumpkin hit his head hard. That was not, there was no way it was like WWE. But they just had like constant things to get behind.
Yeah.
So 30 days straight of streaming is crazy.
Yeah, tough. For
30
sure.
days is nuts. And for everyone to do it like, collectively, that was, yeah. It was cool to see. I was tuning
in. Were they in the same room?
A bit.
Or no?
That, you know, Ron is hilarious.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. At first, I used to be like, meh, but now it's come around to where like he just makes me die.
Yeah,
Ron, I can't help.
Ron and Adapt are fucking hilarious.
Adapt's always been funny.
Yeah, I fuck with Adapt too.
Yeah. Adapt's always been funny. I don't know about Ronaldo. Obviously, he played for NRG while we were there, right? For a little bit. I don't remember. Anyway, I met him obviously at the thing, but now seeing like, I mean, clear as day, the success that these guys have had.
Yeah, we met them before.
Jesus Christ. It's
okay. We met them before this.
Oh, at the.
Now they're not even looking my direction. Like,
wait, what?
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I mean, I used to watch. Gifted him,
you see, Rug gifted him all like $15,000 change too at the end.
Nah.
Yeah, Rug. Out of his own pocket.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't ask for a sponsorship.
It was no problem. He goes, "Oh, they came out better than I thought." I said, "Did they?"
Yeah. What do you think about this? This I know. Obviously, you've had your opinion because the news of the 100 Thieves team came out, and you had your opinion on it. What do you think, Bose? How do you think they're gonna do?
First thoughts. I mean, I think they're gonna do well. That regardless, they're still a new team, and we've seen times where great teams may not come around for the first 2-3 events. It happens. So I think they're gonna be a great team. Automatically top 4, obviously top 3.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got Scrap Hydra. It's hard to not be like, they're gonna win the first, or you know. But
I mean,
they'll definitely auto top 3, like for sure every time.
It goes from a top 4 to a top 3 league. I mean, I think we talked about it a bit on the last podcast, but now that's like official. Like they did a podcast.
That team
where we're
sucks,
right
dog.
Now. Hell yeah. Nah, they're a good team.
They're all right.
They're going to be good.
But new game, shit, who knows? Maybe two of them might not get along down the line. Who knows what's going to happen?
They're playing from Texas.
Yeah, they're playing from here.
Oh, that's dope.
They're playing from here.
Literally.
There's no weed here, fellas.
There's no what?
There's no weed here, fellas. We saw Ghosty in Saudi. We need get that kid. I'm just kidding.
They're
going to be good.
I was, so they were here filming the announcement. Matt asked me, yo, is there anything that we can do? And I'm like, he's like, let's play poker at the Garage Mahal. And I was like, all right, bet. So he's like, thing is, I got 9 people. And I'm like, well, I'm the 10th and there's only like, poker you can only play up to 10 people. So I was like all right, so I guess it's me and the thieves. So we go to the garage and the first thing I tell them, I'm like, guys, tonight is not the night where you tell a story in the future where it says, and then I knocked over fucking Hex's bonsai, and then I fucking I'm like it is, that is not going to happen today. It will be unforgivable. Do not fucking be careful.
You were playing poker with like Scrap Hydra and like the whole team,
the entire team.
Who won?
One of Kenny's boys, I don't know his name. It's like a camera guy, tall white dude.
One of whose dudes?
He's friends with Kenny. I think he went to the same school as Kenny.
I don't know.
I don't remember his name, but he won. So I took a picture of him. Obviously, I'm gonna print all the pictures of people who have won. Seth's got 3. Maniac's got 1. Alvoy's got 1.
Are we counting my Mexico?
No, you're not.
Win?
You got to win at the Garage Mahal. You played against 4 people and you don't know how to play.
No, there was 8 of us and I dominated. I was just the river monster.
I remember. That's why you posted that picture, the river monster.
Yeah.
Amazing. But yeah, it was a good time. Nate shot left. Left me there with his people.
What?
Yeah.
He left.
I was just there entertaining. And it's like 11:30, 12. And I'm like.
It's September. He doesn't give a fuck.
I'm three oh, hours out, but he left for a good reason, so it's not that big of a thing. But it did feel weird, like
being with the ops,
huh?
Being with the ops,
yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And you know, Nate said obviously is not can't be an ops of mine, right? Like that's my brother and shit. But it did feel weird sitting with the rest of the team, you know. And I'm just like seeing how they're getting along. Scrappy, obviously playing poker. Fucking Ghosty, Hydra. An envoy, returning to the Garage Mahal, trying to get another picture on the wall. But nah, he didn't. But it was good. I mean,
if they're better than we hope, then I'll start spreading lies behind the scenes.
Yeah, I was about to say you had the opportunity
about
right
Scrap.
There.
Yeah,
Teej, tell him. I just started lying. Yep, Teej, you heard what Hydra's been saying about Envoy.
I walk by Ghosty Session.
Wait, Teej, why you say Teej? Just Teej the.
That's who I go to start spreading the word.
And that's what I heard. I heard that you are one of the people that spreads words.
See, you're such a
liar.
And
I got to tell you something. I can't respect that.
You're such a liar. You just made
What is?
You just made that up.
What?
About
no,
a Skype
it's not.
Call?
Huh?
You talking about a Skype call?
What have I ever spread
Listen,
around?
Dude.
Maybe years ago.
Nate, you know who told me?
Who?
Scump. Scump told me that you'd be out there fucking telling everything.
Okay.
He's like, if Zinni knows, then everybody knows. And
are you
what
lying?
Is, what's
He's the most
saying,
paranoid guy I've ever met in my
what
entire
is the
life.
Who, me?
Seth. No, most paranoid person I've ever met in my entire life.
That's snitches, only told me one thing where I can't tell anyone ever.
There are things
that are in agreement on it.
Snitches. What is it? Stitches.
Man, listen.
I'll tell you after.
Text me.
You can't put that on my name because it's not true. Because I don't know. The rules are. Can't put that on my name because it's not true. Because I know the rules. And the
you
rules
literally
are,
just said.
Never rat on your friends and always keep your mouth shut.
You literally just said that you're going to. That you tell. What I always do to start spreading rumors, which you've done, you just said that you do.
Because Dave
is tell teach.
I'm like a Dave Chappelle for you guys, is the way it's just all comedic. You can't put much merit into it.
You're a Dave Chappelle for us?
Half the shit I say, I don't think.
Anybody else I would have cut off, Mike Flame ratted. And
wait, what?
You don't remember that in Inverness when Mike Flame ratted on me?
When?
When we got pulled over?
Oh, yeah.
I forgave him.
Yeah, what do you say?
He's the only person I forget.
What do you say?
It's
cool to tell a story.
This was 2016, 2015, back in Illinois.
2016, for
me
sure.
Me and Mike went to go grab some, you know what I'm saying? We're driving on the way back. We stop at the gas station. This fucking guy, Mike, opens his peanuts at the red light and is digging in, and the light turns green. And I'm like, yo, Mike. And literally as I said that, I heard, like, not a normal horn. Car horn. That horn. And I'm like, oh, my God.
This podcast is sponsored by Factor. Sweater weather pairs perfectly with savory fall foods, but with your busy schedule, sometimes it's hard to eat the way you'd like to. That's where Factor comes in. Their chefs do the shopping and the chopping to bring you fresh, never frozen, fully cooked meals right to your doorstep. All you have to do is heat and eat. All of their foods are dietitian approved so that you know you're getting the nutrition you need all along the way, with the fall flavors that you crave. When it comes to meal, everyone wants the same thing, and that is options. That's why Factor offers 35 wholesome meals every week, including Gourmet Plus, Keto, Calorie Smart, Vegan, and Veggie. So you always find something that suits your lifestyle. This fall, you've got a lot going on outside of the kitchen, so keep your plans and turn to Factor. They deliver fresh, nutritious, chef-prepared meals ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You work hard, so treat your body right with Factor. Fresh, again, never frozen, chef-crafted meals make it easy to get your nutrition with a restaurant-like experience that you deserve. There's no prep, no mess, just delicious meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, blackened salmon delivered right to your door, ready in just 2 minutes. You'll savor every last bite. Head to factormeals.com/optic50. Use code OPTIC50 to get 50% off your first month and 20% off the next month. That's code OPTIC50 at factormeals.com/OPTIC50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off the next month. This podcast is brought to you by Kalshi. So Kalshi is a website that is very interesting, very fun to use. It has hundreds of markets to trade on about damn near everything. I mean, you've got inflation, interest rates, the Oscars, Billboard Top 100, video games. It involves companies like Tesla, SpaceX, OpenAI, Google, and more. It is really awesome. I mean, if we pull it up right now, you can actually trade based on the Metacritic. What do you think the Metacritic score is going to be for Black Ops 6? So if you want to go in, buy a certain amount of contracts if you think it's going to be 80% greater or 80% or greater, 85% or greater. Personally, I think it's going to be 85%. So it seems like it's a 22% chance score. So if I buy $100 worth, then right there, the payout would be $420 if the Metacritic score is above 85. So it's a lot of fun. You're taking your normal stakes and trades and you're adding it to damn near everyday life. There's also another one for Game of the Year. The Game of the Year one is really interesting. So what do you think the Game of the Year is going to be at the Game Awards? And it lists a bunch of potential games, and then you can decide which one you want to trade. Personally, I think
Like, I think Wukong is probably going to win that, but it seems like Astro Bot is ahead right now. So if you put $100 down on Wukong, the return rate, if it wins, is $295. And so your total would be $395. It's crazy. You're just taking stakes and trades, applying it to everyday life. It is a lot of fun. I highly recommend you checking it out. You can also sell the shares early to lock in a profit. Now, if for some reason you think the opposite will happen, you can take the no side for a price. So we are proud to have Kalshi as a sponsor, and we hope you get a chance to check them out. You can sign up using the link kalshi.com/optic, and the first 500 traders who deposit $50 or more will get a free $20 credit. That's kalshi.com/optic.
Not even 5 seconds later, lights come on, right? And I told myself in my mind, fuck it, I'm gonna just go for it.
Wait, you gonna go for what?
Nah, listen. Put the weed in my nuts. I was sold. Like, I told Mike, like, we just gotta go for it. Like, we, at the time, I didn't even have to do that. We were gonna take it regardless.
Right.
It was decriminalized.
Yeah.
So, the cop comes up to the window. Mike turns off the car. I'm like,
who's driving?
Mike. My
car. Okay.
He turns off the car, cuts the air off, no airflow. It's just reeking in the car. Right? I'm like, the cop's like, you guys got any weed? Like, basically. And this guy, Mike, goes, maybe. I'm like, he goes, well, find it and give it to me.
Here.
So I'm going, like, I'm acting like I'm searching around and shit. And then Mike goes, just give it to him.
Oh my God.
That's insane.
I gotta hear him. Just give it to him.
Oh my God.
Bro, as soon as I leaned back, I saw another one walk up. I just gave it to him.
Wait, you reached in?
I told him, like, I'm gonna just grab it. And he was like, all right. Gave it to him.
That's crazy.
I would have said, as a brown person, I would have said, officers, I am going to reach into my belt to, you can do it. Nah. It's down there. Bose is like, yeah, I got it.
Yeah, it's right here. It's right here.
Yo, Bose is like, Bose is like that, that one TikTok reel where the guy's like, he pulls it out and then he's in heaven all of a sudden. There's like clouds everywhere. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, anyway, continue, please.
He was like, they, you know, went through the process. They gave me a ticket and shit. That was really it. But yeah, Mike read
it. To him.
Mike read it.
That's crazy.
Yo, and then when I remember when I went to go pay it, like, you had to sit in the little courtroom and shit. Yeah. And they go, there's no... Like, people didn't know the process, and luckily I got to, like, see people go up, so I know what to do. And they would go up, and the judge would be like, guilty or not guilty? And they'd be like, well, I was parked. And he'd be like, guilty or not guilty? And they'd be like, well, he guilty or not guilty? Like, they don't give you no chance to talk.
Yeah.
So if you say guilty, you just, whatever they want to do with you, that it is. And if you say not guilty, you got to go up to another court and shit. People are walking away crying. Like, it was fucked up. It was fucked up.
Dude,
that would piss me off. I was trying to explain myself, and it's guilty or not, I'd be so mad.
Screaming right over you.
Yo, going to court is...
Because context matters.
It's a thing, huh?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Context matters. Well, sir, I'm... Technically, I am guilty, but there's also this point that...
There's technicalities
I'm
to my guilt,
to make
Your
as
Honor.
To why.
Have you ever been to court?
No. The only story I have close to, like, that cop story, well, no. So I have two different ones. One time I took two dabs and I was driving, like, to my friend's house or whatever, and I got pulled over and I was, like, destroyed. I had wax in the car. At this time, this was, like, not, you can't have wax in the car.
Yeah.
And I got pulled over and I'm shaking. He's like, sir, you have a medical condition? And I was like, no, sir, I just got a shit.
He's drooling. He's like, look at me.
He's like, I got a shit.
Looking up in the air and shit.
And, he's like, all right, you can go. I was like, oh my God, thank God. The other time, it's when I first started smoking.
Dude, that would have been a felony.
I know.
That's insane.
Trust me, I know. I was petrified.
At that point, you just eat it, right?
The wax?
Get in the little jar and just do this.
I would have started melting.
Peanut butter, you're like, ah.
I would have started melting.
Dude. Oh my God.
So a dealer thought I ratted on him, but here's what happened. So there's like no crime. A dealer thought I ratted on him.
You told Teej.
But I'll No. So it's when I first started smoking. So I didn't, I never talked to the dealer directly. It was always my boy because he was smoking before me. He introduced me and I was like, I don't feel like, you know, I'm always with you. You can just get the bud and I'll pay half or whatever you want to do. And he didn't want to hang out this day. And there's like never crime in my neighborhood, but it just so happens there were a couple robberies recently. So everyone's like kind of on the lookout. So there's snow on the ground. My friend doesn't want to hang out and I kind of peer pressure him. I'm like, dude, come on, come chill. We'll smoke. So I finally convince him. He texts the dealer, blah, blah, blah. My friend, he walks to my house. There's snow on the ground. He has a bike and he's dressed in all black. So he walks through like a bunch of backyards to get to my house. And because there's like some recent crime, people call the cops. At this point, we don't know. So we're waiting. It's I would say like 7 p.m. kind of dark, like
about, it's winter,
about to be dark.
Yeah.
And my parents just went to work, so my sister's home, she's in her room, and I see the dealer pulls in, and as he's pulling in, me and my friend are standing in the driveway, and like I see a flashlight in the front yard, and I peek the corner and I see a cop walking across the lawn, and I was like, there's just no way. So the dealer pulls in.
Damn.
He sees the cop. He tries pulling out. Another cop comes behind him and blocks the driveway.
Yeah.
And my friend has like a grinder on him. That's it. My friend starts running. I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
running inside the house.
He starts running across the front yard. And the cop just like, stop. What the fuck are you doing? You're like a 16-year-old kid. And the dealer's like refusing to allow them to search the car. I think they're staring at like the ounce in the back seat. And they're like, we can get the dogs, but like, come on. So anyway, the dealer thinks I ratted on him. And I'm like, brother, why?
Don't consent.
I wanted to smoke. Why the fuck would I rat on you? But then what I did is I walked in the house and I started pacing and I played stupid. I was like, I don't smoke. I don't know what's going on. My boy came over. I don't know what's good. But because he was already done for. At this point, you got to cut your losses. I'm not a rat.
I'm not a rat.
But he's already in the cop car and he tried running. He had a grinder on him. He dug his own grave. So now it's time for self-preservation. My sister's bawling, crying.
I get you.
I'm like, listen, I don't know what's going on. My friend came over. Like, I'm here with my sister. And they let me go. Dumb fucks.
Yo, one time it was winter out in Jersey. It was snowing. And we were throwing snowballs at cars and shit. We were bored that day. It was like 11 in the morning. We were just fresh snow, just throwing shit. Bro, one of my boys took, you know how like the ice, it snows, the ice freezes over the windshield, then it snows again. There's that fresh layer. Yeah. But you could like break the ice off and take a block.
And then fucking drop it.
Yo, my boy did that, put his back up behind the car and a car drove by. He threw that sheet, broke the dude's windshield.
No.
Bro, we ran, right? We go in the backyard behind someone's house where...
How old were you?
Probably like 11 maybe.
Oh my God. So, I love those days.
So we're in the backyard chilling and I hear the snow like someone's running like towards the alley. I look, big ass dude chasing us, right? I hit the corner, I'm running. One of my boys got caught by the guy. He got him like up against the wall and shit. He's like, I'm a police officer, stop. So I instantly just stopped. Ran back to my boy, gave the dude my mom's number and shit, boy, when I got
home.
Wait,
who did it?
Special
delivery.
Wait,
you broke it or somebody broke it?
He did, but I mean, we both got caught, shit.
Yeah,
and
special delivery?
When I got home, I went through the back door, walked in, saw my mom, my stepdad, then my dad just came out of the room.
Ooh.
Fuck.
You got your ass beat?
Let's do it, y'all. It's all
3v1.
3v1.
Davis? Any criminality in your past?
No. No, not much.
I've had plenty of encounters.
There was something about that perfect amount of paranoia because you were high, mixed with that crazy adrenaline rush of getting caught. There's just something about it, man.
Bro, you know what's crazy? I'm like, that doesn't happen to me anymore, but there'll be random moments where it does, like, the other day I woke up, went down to my car like 4:35 in the morning. And I'm just like, I'll just smoke right here. I saw headlights coming up. It's like one of my neighbors coming to park, but it just in that moment my heart went.
Oh yeah, that paranoia.
Fuck, did they just like, come on. But it's really nobody. It just feels good for a second.
Bro, I used to be crazy, bro. Back then, back, my friend like went to school. I guess he had red eyes, but he wasn't high. Backed at the search his car, gave him suspension until the drug test came back, and he was just like, I wasn't high at all. I would never go to school high because I was like, I would literally be licking the wall. I'd be like, if I was sitting around like a group of 30 people in a classroom high, I wouldn't be able to do it. So I would always smoke after school.
No way they're allowing conjunctivitis, your officer or your honor.
No way they're allowing fucking 16-year-olds to come to school smelling like weed, bro. You're gonna get kicked out. Like,
yeah, no way.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't know how people smell like. Like, I would have to be in a huffed up, in a huffed up room to smell like that. But
nah, I just don't think you're aware. You probably smell. Maybe you don't. But
do I? You've been around me. This way, I think some people. I don't know how people do, but they'll be like. They'll smoke and they go, is that, I imagine that that's what it is. It's like,
Hex is crazy. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's about to get into a fucking Taekwondo fight with Tong Po. He's just, kickboxer? Never heard of it? With Jean-Claude Van Damme?
No. I fuck with Jean-Claude Van Damme. My dad used to bring him to the DVD store as a kid, and I always used to grab those.
Yeah, hell yeah. They had the scenes.
And Terminator.
I know Rob Van Dam, WWE. I was telling you guys, I've been watching the new Mr. McMahon documentary series. I love shit like that. To actually, because they got like, so obviously Vince McMahon's, this is before he gets, there's a lot of new charges against him. So they recorded all these interviews before that. So it's like, but you get so much like history that I never knew. I'm not sure if like maybe my dad probably knew more about it. Like, you know, the lawsuits and the OG wrestling industry, but I grew up in Bliss, right? Watching Kane, Undertaker,
oh yeah,
the GOATs, and just like it was
Shawn Michaels.
My dad would take me to Monday Night Raw at
Sock.
I forget where it was. Prudential
Connection.
Mick Foley.
Yeah.
Man. So it's Vince and a bunch of wrestlers that are in it. Triple H, Hulk Hogan.
So they're all in it.
The Undertaker, a good amount of them. Yeah, and they're just doing interviews and like you get such a unique perspective, and I just love shit like that to see a product that's gotten so big and like how it actually started and like. I was telling you, Mr. There's nothing I wouldn't do for my business. It's not personal. Nothing I wouldn't do for my business. Guy was a sicko.
Amen.
He went to ECU.
Where'd he go?
ECU. Vince McMahon.
Oh, yeah.
I used to, when I was a kid, I used to know they lived in like Greenwich, Connecticut. And we used to drive from Jersey to, what was it called? Windsor Locks or some shit. And we used to drive through Greenwich and I used to be like looking out the window, like, you're not going to see it. I don't know what the fuck their house looks like.
Kurt Angle or something walking down the street.
Just walking down the driveway.
That shit was awesome, man. That truly was. I'm not sure. I wonder if the kids, because right now it's actually huge. I don't watch it anymore because I'm, dude, even with sports sometimes, it's very hard for me to like become accustomed to like
brain rot.
The new gen. Or it's TikTok brand. I don't know which, but like,
yeah.
I grew up watching Randy Orton, John Cena, all the OGs. It's so hard for me to now try and get invested in like new people that I've never seen before.
That's
like I struggle to mentally pass the torch.
I'm like that as well. Because once the same thing happened with WWE, and the same thing happened with baseball. I stopped watching once Derek Jeter retired. A-Rod was off. It was like.
It's not the same.
My
the Yankees
team
are great.
Gone. Yeah,
exactly.
I know, but it's like,
it's
I
not
still
the
love
same.
Them.
It,
yeah.
it truly is not the same. I used to not miss a Yankee game. Now it's like, I keep track. I'm like, oh, Yankees, you're doing good. But I wonder if it's like it was, like me growing up, I had all the action rings.
It's
I had
less
the action
real
figures.
Now, though.
I had the, for Christmas, I got the Jeff Hardy sleeve, and I was jumping from couch to couch.
Hell yeah.
Just a different, like, it was just,
hell
it was
yeah.
the
you
best.
You were jumping.
So I wonder if kids... okay. I wonder if kids now are attached to wrestling like we were. I
of
just
course.
Don't know.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Man, back then, no, I thought that shit was for real, real, though. Like,
Nick Foley bled.
I'll never forget the day. When I found that wrestling was fake, I was... We were eating Big Ziti, my first house I ever lived in. I'll never forget. I know where I was sitting. I was at this part of the table. We were eating Big Ziti. And my mom was like, well, it's fake. My dad was like, why would you say that, Stacy? Why would you tell? I'd be like, no, it's not, Anthony. And he tried lying out. And then I knew. I was like, oh, man, I just looked at it different ever since.
Yep. Before you started then, noticing fake shit.
Yeah. Oh, he's not hitting them. How did I never notice that before? I don't know how I did it.
It was a good time.
That's actually hilarious.
You guys see this hurricane damage?
The hurricane damage where? In Florida,
in Western North Carolina?
No, but North Carolina.
Yeah,
like,
it's insane.
There's like, there's no roads. Like, you can't get in or out.
Your mom's is good?
Yeah, she's on the east. She's on the east coast.
Like the west coast of North Carolina.
It's west coast that's like.
Wait, west?
Or west, the western side of North Carolina.
Oh, because it came up.
I guess so. I don't know how it worked.
I was reading.
Because if you're in the, you would think that because you're in the east, that because you're next to
right,
the.
Next to the ocean, but nah. No. It's like all the mountains got hit.
Yeah, that's what I was reading was weird. It was like a whole bunch of people that are the ones that never really got affected by it, but still left or got hit by it this
year.
You're coming with me, right? To where? Virginia for the NASCAR thing?
When's that?
November 1, 2, 3.
Come on, man. Come with me. It's me, Eric Khan, Tim, you.
Blake.
Blake's coming. That's 5. We need 2 more people.
You should come, man. It'll be a good time.
Like a squad.
Eric, it is gonna be vibe. At NASCAR with our new rap is fucking insane.
Hell yeah!
All the it's not here, but all the merch is gonna drop right there. That dude.
That shit's. I want that.
The jacket. NASCAR merch? I can't see it from here.
Take it off.
No, that jacket's crazy. I also like that.
Those are my favorite styles.
Well, I like the minimalistic stuff. I like a small optic logo.
Yeah, that's so cold. That is so cold. So look at the back. Look at the back.
That
look at the back.
Crazy.
Show the back.
Can I put it on real quick?
Wait, is this guy gonna be? Is the driver gonna be wearing that?
No, he's gonna be wearing the fire suit, but the.
Like after he's racing, he's gonna put that cap on and shit.
Yeah, pose for that shit.
Yeah. Get out your way. Blow my nose. I know, it's so good. It's one of my favorite pieces from this year. Do it. The car is sick. We made up fake bumper
need
stickers.
That bag 100%.
Yeah, the bag's. Oh my god, bro.
I need.
No, I'm really hype about that jacket. Like I'm definitely. That's gonna be a mainstay for this upcoming winter.
Huh? Don't crush the hat now. Don't crush the hat
sick.
Now.
Okay.
That's cool. It's one of those hats that doesn't have like a heart. It's like this one. Doesn't...
See, we never I love the. I mean, I know you release different shit, but I love the OG hit on shit. Just
a small hit,
right? Bang.
That's what I like.
It's my favorite.
It goes in seasons, right? Like I want to get to a point creatively where we're able to do like shit for heavy metal guys, shit for fucking, you know, the shit that we wear now for fucking hip hop shit. The more understated sort of fucking hits that you're talking about, like all of our what collection is that, Matt? On your right?
Fall collection?
The fall collection.
Fall collection.
The fall collection has a lot of items when it's just like the hit. Like a small optic logo, and then the other the t-shirts are the ones that have like the more graphic-y shit.
Yeah, like the Halo Champ tees, and I wear those all the time. Those are my favorite.
Yeah. No, I'm really hype about this race. It's we don't have Corey LaJoy anymore. And I don't know if that's announced, so make sure that you check, Matt, but this new guy that they're bringing in is showing great promise, and I cannot wait to see.
Do you know who the NASCAR guy is right now? Like, I grew up, I like Tony Stewart, but I don't follow NASCAR anymore.
I was a Bobby Labonte guy. Let me see. Let's look it up.
What's his name? We played Call of Duty Warzone with the main guy, the one that's winning everything right now. What was his name? Or maybe last year or 2 years ago?
I don't know.
Base?
William Bryan or Byron.
All right, hold on. You're right there. Stay here.
Oh, this is like down. The leaderboards. William Byron, Ryan Blaney.
Chase Elliott. Chase. What did I say? Base? Fucking moron.
Chase Elliott.
Yeah, Chase Elliott was the one that we did the, we played some Call of Duty with. He was crazy. Where's Corey LaJoy?
Kyle Larson. Wait, Kyle Larson has led the most laps. 1,500.
Does it say the team that they're on? Look for the number 7 car, Matt. 21, 117, 8, 34. We're 7-11.
There's 7.
Right there, Justin Haley. That's what we got. I'm psyched, man. I'm psyched. I cannot tell you how happy I am to get to do something as cool as that. And, you know, NASCAR has been around for such a long time.
Looks like Dito.
Yeah, that's my man right there, Corey LaJoy, man.
I don't know.
Where did he go? Do you know, man? You know what?
Looks like Ken Dito.
I might need to go because
Dude, please come.
I might need a Dodge rep or something.
You come. You're not coming, right?
In there. Probably giving out cars.
I'll be getting done with the other thing.
The thing
that hadn't been, you know, the
surgery.
Is that not announced yet?
No.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
It's been talked about a little bit.
Y'all been throwing out hints.
No, he threw more than a hint.
Me?
Yeah. He's been telling Tej.
Well, no, I didn't throw more than a hint.
Tej's been telling everybody.
Seth broke the news to people, and then they told me, so I talked about it a little bit. But I always say, don't throw this on my name because you're going to start putting more agendas on my shit.
It's like, I'm going to do the same thing that I did with Bose's baby mama.
And I quote, I said, I'm not sure. I said, I'm not sure what we're allowed to talk about, but just know the launch is going to be sick. That's exactly what I said.
I bet. No, I'm hype about it.
I'm a little excited. I can't wait.
Yeah. So obviously we have a couple of big things happening this weekend. We have HCS Worlds that's happening in
Seattle.
We aren't going this time around because of the amount of stuff that we have going on here. I, for one, am really sad about the fact that I'm not going to be there. I do like me a little bit of Seattle, but with Seth being sick and, you know, the... Anyway, long story short, we're not going, but we will be supporting from here. I'll be popping in and out, but the Halo kits are going to be handling the watch party. You're in it?
What?
On the watch party this weekend?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you are, right? For sure. And then Maniac, and then Shotzi's going to be live from the venue.
From there.
So anyway, I'm excited about that. I hope the boys can bring one. If it looks good, I'll probably fly out there on Sunday.
Very simple for the kid.
Uh-huh.
They're very simple for the kid. Quick flight.
Quick flight.
Looking good. Book first. Glass of champagne.
Not a champagne guy, personally. Matt, can you show us the... Okay, well, what else do we have coming up?
We have the Optic Legacy match October 12th. Yep. So buy your tickets now. You can come out. It's Optic Texas versus the Dynasty. Skump, Karma, Crim, Formal. And then 1v1s with the fans versus certain Optic members. So I'm not sure how that's going to work, but come out.
It's a Wheel of Fortune with our names on it.
Oh.
So pray to fucking Jesus that you don't get me across from you because you will get that ass handed to you, period.
I
want to
play as many fans as possible. I hope it lands on me every time. Every time. Because every time in the 1v1s, when I'm sitting there cheerleading for Shotzi or Skump or the opponent, everyone's like, I want Zin. No, you don't. I promise you don't.
Yeah.
So now I want you.
Yeah. God rest his soul. Mr. Dikembe Mutombo has passed away at 58 years old.
Bless you.
Due to brain cancer, man. Like, you know, obviously he's one of the superheroes that I grew up watching in NBA in the 90s. Obviously the best era of the NBA. The amount of superheroes that existed from Dikembe Mutombo to Clyde the Glide Drexler. Like, you don't have nicknames like that for these people. What do you have?
The Brow.
The Brow. I love that. Anyway,
Brian.
Really, really, no. This will forever be part of my rest vernacular for as long as I live, and for many people that grew up watching them the way that we did. No. Rest in peace, man. What a legend. What a career.
I'm hitting him with lateral movement. Did he say that, mm-hmm. Mutombo?
Mm-hmm. No.
And I was Hakeem.
Rest in peace, man.
Yeah, rest in peace. So again, Legacy Match, October 12th. You can buy your tickets in the description down below. There's a link. And as he mentioned, and by he, I mean Methods, there's going to be 1v1s. It's going to be a good time. So if you're coming out here in person, right? Because this is like a live event.
Arlington, baby.
Yeah.
Arlington, Texas.
Arlington, Texas. Back to it.
I love live events. There's nothing better.
There's a lot of things better, in my opinion. Either way, ladies and gentlemen, all the information is going to be listed in the description down below. We are going to call it a podcast. We'll see you guys next week on or around the same time. Every Thursday, right, Maddie? Every Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye. Hitch, hit him with the music.